Public Enemies, a new film about American gangster John Dillinger. Today on Movie Moments, we're talking about the latest gangster film, Public Enemies, which stars Johnny Depp as tough American gangster John Dillinger. Our very own film critic, Sean Roberts, went to see the film yesterday. So, what's your verdict, Sean?
Well, I love gangster films, and this one had it all for me. Action, suspense, and a bit of romance in there as well. And of course, Dillinger is a very interesting character.
Yeah, I mean, that must be a really interesting role for an actor. What did you think of Johnny Depp's performance?
Well, as always, Johnny Depp was great. It was a really convincing performance. Obviously, this was a bit of a departure from his Pirates of the Caribbean role. You won't have many children watching him in this one, but he does it really well. You really believe in him, and he gets the mixture of charm and danger just right.
Yeah, because from what I heard, Dillinger had two sides to him, right?
Yeah, exactly. On the one hand, a lot of the public loved him. He was kind of regarded as the Robin Hood of his day. At the time, it was the Depression, and people were angry at the banks for causing the situation, something we can probably sympathise with now. So Dillinger was like a local hero, robbing from the rich and greedy. He definitely had a lot of charm about him, but on the other hand, he was extremely dangerous and ruthless. He and his gang killed several civilians and police officers.
Right. And the police had a hard time catching him, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. Dillinger was notorious for managing to escape from the police. It took several attempts to catch him. He even managed to escape from a jail they claim was escape-proof. He was on the run for a long time before they finally got him.
So how did they manage to catch him in the end?
Well, Dillinger was declared public enemy number one. The guy had a lot of public support, so the police wanted to undermine that. They also got one of their best FBI agents on the case, Melvin Purvis. He was the one who led the final operation when Dillinger was killed.
What exactly happened?
Well, basically, they were given a tip-off that Dillinger was in the Biograph Theatre watching a film. The police staked out the cinema and waited for Dillinger to come out. He tried to run away, but it ended up in a gunfight and Dillinger was shot three times. They called an ambulance, but Dillinger was already dead.
So he died young, didn't he?
Yeah, he was only 31.
Sounds like he had a dramatic life. So overall, how would you rate the film, Sean?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. It's definitely the best thing in the cinema at the moment.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.